Welcome to Flings, Rings, and All the Things. I am your host, Rachel, joined by one of my best friends and nobody else I'd want to do this with, co-host Sabrina.
Hi.
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 Hi. I'm Sabrina.
You are Sabrina. And Riley, if you hear a lovely little dog bark every once in a while, we are joined by our producer, Riley the Pomsky.
Yes.
If you hear him running around because he got groomed today.
Yes, he did. Baby blowout.
He looks so handsome. What you looking at?
He's just staring at us.
If we ever do a video for this, he would make such a good, like, little... Ugh.
He's got so much personality.
He... And you know what? Where he gets it from?
Me.
Yes, you.
It's me.
Yeah.
I know it is. He is a mommy's baby.
Mommy's baby!
100% mommy's baby.
Every time Sabrina walks through her door, it's, where's mommy's baby?
Where's mommy's baby?
You a mommy's baby? Come here. Come here.
Who's a good baby?
Baby?
Riley, do you want to come join us? No? You're just going to stare at me?
He literally just looks like he's saying, fuck off. That's what it looks like.
No, he's judging me harshly, right? But it's okay.
But the eyebrows make it, though. I love
his
little eyebrows.
Great eyebrows.
Yeah. Blue eyes and eyebrows.
I will go to my eyebrow girl and be like, make me like this. But Sabrina, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
Surviving.
Surviving. One day at a time.
By the time this is out, I will be on my second show in a month and a half. I will have entertained my parents, and I'm sure we'll talk about that when I see them. But just for our listeners, just so you guys know, we are going to be producing this podcast every other Friday. We mentioned it in last episode, but the response that we've gotten is just so, so wonderful, and we want to keep the momentum going, and we are committing to this. Also, if there's any companies or you work for companies that might want to sponsor Two Best Friends on a Couch with microphones, hit me up.
Yes, please.
We want to quit our jobs. No, if my employer is listening, I love my job very much. I would just like to make more money and not have to work 3 part-time jobs in order to live. We have feelings. Too many feelings. Well, I have too many feelings, and as your cancer. Is Rachel okay? No.
Depends.
This episode is going to be wild, you guys. Rachel is on one right now. I'm not going to lie to y'all. She's feeling some type of way.
She texted me before she got here saying, I'm in a mood.
I am in a mood. It's just, I haven't had alone time in a week and a half. And tomorrow's my day off, and I have to be productive because I can't have like a rot day where I read a smutty romance novels and dream about my life if I marry a hockey player, or a hockey player falls in love with me, or a cowboy, or I finally finish Crescent City 2.
Wow.
I know.
The last one, this is what got me.
I know.
Have you not finished that book?
I don't know, Sabrina. I am scared to. I am scared to finish Crescent City.
You should be scared.
Oh, don't tell me that, because then I'm not going to read it.
You need to read it.
I know that I need to read it, because I know that I can't read ACOTAR 6 whenever the fuck she decides to come out with it, SJM. Jesus Christ, you could have had 2 kids by now.
Wow. She has feelings about that.
Rachel has so many feelings.
Oh, damn.
Rachel's going to be a little bit spicy today. Because in this episode, we are talking about breaks, exes, and icks. Icks we get from men, icks we get from women, because it goes both ways.
Yes, it does.
But let's talk about the biggest change that has happened. I decided about 2 weeks ago, with the help of my therapist, Andrea, hey, to delete the dating apps. I deleted my groups because I was not having fun. It felt like a job, because in a way, it's part of my job because of TikTok.
It is.
But for my own mental health, I had to stop. There's many factors to it. My work life picked up. I am sound designing a show on top of working a full-time job, and then, of course, content creation. And I didn't have time for my friends, and I was at the point where I rather put my energy in my friends, take something that wasn't serving me joy or happiness, and stop forcing myself to meet with mediocre men that I wasn't, like, excited about. Mm-hmm. And my therapist was like, why are you putting energy into something that doesn't make you happy? And I was just like, God damn it. This is why I pay you. And there's the other aspect of it where after my breakup, I put myself on a timetable. I'm like, I have to get back on the apps by a certain time. Like, I should be healed by this time.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't, you put a time, like, I am all about a time map, but like, I didn't think you would give yourself like, I need to be done by this time.
Yeah, I gave myself 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah, because I wanted to be ready for summer. Yeah.
That math ain't mathin'.
February, March, April, May?
But it's September.
I wanted to give myself 3 months before I got back on the dating apps.
September,
which
August?
Is when I did.
Huh?
When...
Oh, when you broke up?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant now. I was like, no.
No. Okay, I gave myself 3 months post breakup to get over it and then get back out dating.
Yes.
Which
okay.
I did. But truthfully, I was not ready.
No, you weren't.
I was not. And I, while I am mentally ready for it, I am just like the work of it, the exhaustion of it. Just, I wasn't having fun. I'd rather spend time with my friends. And I'm like, this isn't fun for me right now. I'm not going to do it. So I deleted all of them. All three, Tinder, Hinge, and Bumble, gone off my phone. Which, truthfully, I barely used Hinge because it's such a dumpster fire app. I don't think it's a good app.
Really? Why?
Because, A, they restrict your likes. B, to find the more popular men or the better looking men, you have to give them roses, which cost money. The entire Hinge app is a money grab. I firmly believe that. I think also dating apps are a money grab because people want to be in relationships and are willing to spend that money because they don't want to be alone. Meanwhile, I love being alone, but I want to be in a relationship with a man who will leave me alone, but then be with me every once in a while.
Wow.
A lot of information today. But yeah, on Hinge, you have to give roses. Like, if you, because then, like, you get one rose a week. And if you want more roses, you have to spend money. And so there's a different tab. Like, these are like your rose matches. These are who you can send your roses to. Mm-hmm. And typically, they are the more attractive men who I would like swipe right on. And they're like hidden. They're like in a vault that you have to unlock.
Are they even real?
I don't know. I haven't matched with them, so they might not be.
This sounds like a scam.
Yeah, Hinge is a scam. The app that's meant to be deleted, I deleted it.
Well, not in the way that they meant, but yeah. Huh. Yeah. It's funny you say that, because like I was reading about something like that too. Not necessarily Hinge, but it was just saying how you only get like a certain amount of likes, and like if you use them all, you have to spend more money to get more likes. And then also to be like featured, to like get your profile to the top, there was like this, like you pay. Did you do that? Did you pay for a subscription?
On Bumble, it's like Bumble Boost or Bumble Premium.
Yes,
something
yes,
like
yes,
that,
the boost button.
Where you can like turn on a spotlight where you will, they'll put your profile up more. And then there's like one of the settings is you have like unlimited swipe rights. And then because if you don't pay, you can only swipe a certain amount for 24 hours. And then there is like, you know, because Bumble is you have 24 hours to message this person.
Yeah.
Which Tinder has started to do, which I think is trash.
Well, Tinder is also a different type of dating app because it's not really dating.
Let's talk about it. But Bumble, you have 24 hours to message this person or else the app goes away. Now, if the match goes away, mm-hmm. If the match goes away and you have Bumble Boost, you can rematch or extend the time that you have to message this person.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like some guys, like if I was really busy with work and I wasn't able to like message them, I would rematch them and then message them when I had time. Mm-hmm. So I did do that. And then some guys, because it used to be that women had to message first, that is also no longer the case on Bumble. that anybody can message anybody. Men started messaging me first.
I bet that wasn't working, and that's why they changed it.
Probably.
Yeah, because women want guys to talk to them, which is funny. We each want that. Both men and women are like, I want the guy to talk to me. Well, I want the girl to talk to me. You know, so it's – I think it should be both ways. I don't think they should put it on one person, male or female.
Yeah. And then it would be like – like you had to – like if you just said, hey, how are you? Like people wouldn't respond. So you had to come up with a witty – first liner. And the one that I was using recently was, hey handsome, how's it going, what's the worst pickup line you've ever heard, or what's the first line like somebody messaged. It was a lot more eloquent. I'm not saying it now, but like, what's the worst pickup line you ever got? And I would say you can't say this one, and it would always be a conversation starter. I don't know, this is why I'm still single. I'm clearly not doing something right.
No, that's — I know my mouth is open and I'm just staring at you, but just like, what? Like, that's so different. Yeah. Like when I was on the apps, however many years ago, hey, how are you? Was perfectly fine.
It's not anymore.
That's so weird.
And then Tinder has changed where you have 24 hours to message that person.
That's weird too.
Or else they go away. But what they did in Tinder, like, it goes away in 24 hours. Like if you don't message. But the thing was, I would get after 24 hours, I would see like a grayed out conversation that would said match expired, and it would be that this guy sent me a message that I never saw.
Oh, that's not fair.
And I'm like, how am I supposed to deal with, like, if I didn't see these messages? Because obviously my notifications were turned on. So like, something in there has — something for Tinder has changed. Also, like, you don't have to pay for unlimited swipes on Tinder, but you do have to like pay for super swipes is what they called it, or a super like. No, super swipe was Bumble, super like was Tinder. And like, you had to pay for that. And then I think Tinder started to do like, if you want to extend the match, you also have to pay for it or something like that. Or if you wanted to see who liked you, you had to pay for
it. I've seen that. Yeah.
It has become a money grab. And I, for me, was just like, I have this 3-month calendar at work. Where I'm able to see like when I'm working weekends and when I'm not. And I looked at the calendar. I'm like, I literally have no time to meet these men that I'm talking to. I also really don't want to. Mm-hmm. I rather on my days off spend time with my friends. I've said that multiple times. It's just where I am mentally right now. And I was just like, yeah, I'm deleting them. So it's been 2 weeks. Cause I know in our previous episodes, we were saying that I was trying to date and go on dates again. And, I have taken a break. I need it. And truthfully, I feel so much better. But when I initially told you I was doing this, you had some feelings.
I did. So I don't want you to be on a break, or at least I don't want you to be closed off to the option of someone walking into your life.
Okay.
I want you to keep your eyes open. You're not necessarily like on the prowl, because I will do that for you.
No, we are going to make business cards with my Instagram handle and like a little bit about me for Sabrina to pass out to men that she thinks I would be interested in.
This was my idea.
This is Sabrina's idea. And so I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, Rachel was like, I was like, let's do it. And she's like, how do we do this?
I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. Why not? What do I have to lose?
Yeah, I don't know. There's like, as you said, you work a lot.
Yep.
So do I.
Yep.
There is, like, when you're on the apps, you have a radius. Like, you have a radius turn out. What is it, like 25 miles?
Some people do less. Some people do more. It is like, like with age ranges, with distance, like it's all — you can customize it to what you want.
Yeah. Like, so when I was doing that, when I met Harrison, if I would have had the dating app radius to like 25 miles, I never would have met him.
Yeah.
Cause I was living far away from — he was living in Orlando and I was living like way far away. Like, mm-hmm. It was an hour to get there, and I'd gone there with my friends because it was like the big city and I was living like in a town.
Yeah.
So like, if I had had that turned on and we were like dating on the apps, I never would have met him. I mean, I told you I met him in the wild, but like —
yep, you can listen to that episode. You can listen to that story on our first episode if you guys haven't listened.
Yeah. But I just want you to be open to options, and I want you to not give up on like love.
No. I read too many romance novels to give up on love.
No, I know.
I read, no, because I love love, and I like to think that I'm also a really good partner. And I like, I made this TikTok video recently. Like, I want somebody to help pay my bills. Like, I am tired of being an independent woman taking care of myself. Like, please, somebody pay half of my Wi-Fi bill. Jesus Christ. Like, I would love that. I am not closed off to men right now. Mm-hmm. I am just not actively seeking them out.
Okay.
If we go to a bar and somebody comes up to me and hits on me, don't give me that look. It has never happened before. What is that face? Sabrina's giving me the side eye right now, audience.
If someone came up to you, you would not engage. I think you would be too nervous to engage because there have been guys who have flirted with Rachel. And she's like, no, they're not flirting with me. And I'm like, yes, they are. Oh my. She's like, no, look, that guy is flirting with every other girl in the bar. I'm like, yes, he is casting his net wide until one of you say yes. But you were first. You were the first one.
Who? When did this happen?
This was when we went karaokeing. And I thought he was adorable. And you're like, no, no, he's hitting on everybody in the bar. I was like, yeah, you said no
which
first.
Which time? Move.
So it sounds like there's multiple times,
which
Rachel.
Time? No, which time did we go karaokeing?
We went to Butterfly. And Azra was there. I was there.
That really doesn't narrow it down.
I know. We go. That's our normal group. Mm-hmm. I don't remember why. Was it your birthday?
No.
I don't know why we were there.
No. Oh, my God. I remember.
Thank you.
Now.
I know. I'm not really helping.
Oh, okay.
But
no.
Yeah.
This man came up to me.
He asked you to take his picture. Which was my line. That's why I was like, yes, he is hitting on you. You're like, no. I was like, Rachel, that was one of my pickup lines.
You're right.
Thank you.
No, Sabrina, let the record show that Rachel was wrong. I take back what I said. I do need I need very clear boundaries. Like, are you hitting on me? Great, let's get
She wants you to tell her. she doesn't want you to flirt with her. She just wants you to be like, pick me.
Hey, I think you're attractive. Can I talk to you?
Yes.
And then I'm like, great, let's go.
But nobody's gonna do that. Listen. Nobody's gonna do that. Which, you know what? That's okay, because like, you could ask them too. Like, there's a way to ask them, like, hey, are you interested or are you just like being friendly? Because there is a difference.
Yeah.
When my husband was like trying to ask me on a date, his question was like, would you want to hang out sometime? Mm-hmm. I'm like a date?
Yeah.
And he's like, yes. I was like, okay, great. Because if you had said no, then I never would have hung out with you.
Yeah.
Because that's not what I'm interested in. And that's not what you're interested in.
Nope.
You want to go on a date, and he needs to be upfront about that.
Well, let's do a little experiment. Nadia has invited me to go karaokeing on Wednesday at P Market.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
Would you like to come and wingman for me?
It depends.
Okay.
On what time it is.
7:30.
I mean, like, yes, I want to come wingman for you.
7:30.
Okay. I should be able to.
They also have half-price wine bottles. It's wine Wednesday.
That's not what would sell me. would sell me.
Oh, okay. That's a good friend. Yeah. That's a good friend, everybody. Yeah. She would choose me over wine.
Yeah, of course I'd choose you over wine. Oh, my goodness. Also, to be a fly on the wall of Rachel on a date, there are so many times where Rachel's like, I'm going on a date with this guy, and I want to go so badly, but I know it would distract her.
It would
100%. Like, because I would try to be incognito, which would make it even worse, because she'd be like, who's that bitch in the floppy hat? You know, it's me, obviously.
And it's not like you couldn't. You have my location.
Exactly. I have your location on you, but what if you happen to check mine? You're like, this bitch is here,
Sabrina,
somewhere.
I love you. I never check Find My Friends.
You don't check it?
I really don't.
All right, I guess I'm the only weirdo who checks it.
I don't think you're a weirdo. I think it's really, really sweet. It's just like, it's not something I'm like, oh, where's Sabrina right now? Because if I wanted to know where you were, I would ask you. But we
ew, know. No, be secretive. Be weird.
Okay, I'll stalk you. I'm so sorry. I'm not stalking
yes,
you.
Yes, that is how you show me you love me. Haunting Adeline, everybody.
Jesus Christ. So if I will look cute Wednesday, like let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. And I will let you wingman for me, and I will be open to meeting men in the wild because it's just not working out in the apps, and I'm ready to try.
Good.
I'll probably be like, I can't go on a date with you for 4 weeks, but like, well, are you willing to wait?
Yeah, that's a hot sell right there.
I know.
Hi, I like you. Can't go on a date with you for 4 weeks, but just put your life on hold for me.
Well, I could go on October 12th after we do another podcast recording.
We can make anything happen.
I will make, see, if he's open to it, but like, here's the thing. the person that I end up with has to be okay that my work schedule is not a typical 9 to 5. I work weekends. I work nights. It all depends on what my job needs are. Excuse me. I just burped. Because I work in the arts, my full-time job does not pay me enough. And I have to take freelance jobs because I work in theater. So I'm a freelance sound designer on the side. And then TikTok is a big part of my income. And so the person that I end up with has to be flexible with that. That, like, some days I will leave the apartment at 8 a.m. and then you will not see me till 10:30 at night. Like, that's just the way that it is.
Yeah.
And the person that I end up with has to be flexible with that and has to be okay with that.
There are guys out there who are okay with that.
I know.
But there's also a lot of needy guys, too, and a lot of controlling guys, and you have to watch out for those.
Absolutely.
That's a big, big red flag. I know there's like, Harrison and I, Wednesdays especially, he will leave the house at, like, 7 a.m. or whatever time to go to work. I don't know. I'm half asleep when he leaves.
Yeah.
And then he won't be home till like midnight.
Because of kickball?
Because of kickball. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I don't care.
But that's like him do. That's work and then him doing something fun.
Right.
For me, I'm working 12-hour days sometimes because I have to go to my full-time job and then I have to go to my freelance job, which is what I'm doing over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, but it shouldn't matter.
That's what I'm saying. So like whoever I end up with, especially early on in the dating days, they have to be okay with that. Like that you that I if I tell you that I can see you this date at this time and then you cancel on me last minute, it's going to give me the ick.
Yeah, no, I hate people who cancel last minute.
So that's just where we are right now in my dating life. We are taking a break while I am open to meeting men. We do have to go out into the wild to do it.
Yes.
Which is hard for us, because I much rather sit on a couch with you and read books.
Yes, but they don't magically appear on my couch.
Listen,
sometimes maybe.
If a fictional man, if there was like ever a way where I could make a fictional man come to life, I would be set to fuck it. Oh God.
Which one?
There's so many.
So you have a bunch of book boyfriends.
I have so many book boyfriends.
Mm.
And you know who they all are?
Some hockey player.
The fuck they are. That is my current like number one read right now. But a couple episodes ago, we teased this story of Sabrina and Harrison meeting an ex-boyfriend of mine.
Yes.
Sabrina, what do you like to call this boyfriend?
The pot stirrer.
To set the scene, go listen to Sabrina's My Relationship in our first episode. We talk about how we met and all that stuff. But this was the first time Sabrina and I were like going to hang out without the other girls in our that became our group around.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dating a man. I was dating a boy.
Asterisk.
Asterisk. He and I started dating during COVID.
Yes.
And my dumbass was like, you know what? We can make this work. This is meant to be. Like, we met during COVID. Like, we can grow and like blah, 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 blah.
I'm glad that you see that that's how you felt.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good. No. Self-awareness. That's always good. Therapy.
I love that we did that together. So I was trying to force something so hard because... Mm-hmm. We started dating in March. I got my job offer a couple weeks later that brought me up to where I'm living now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to do long distance.
Mm.
Because I was like, absolutely, I can change him. I can mold him. He has things he needs to get through. I know Sabrina hates that I did this. This was before we were friends. This was before I had a good group of girlfriends around me who were constantly calling me on my shit. And, oh, God. So I was like, oh, I can change him. Like, I can mold him. And looking back,
don't do that.
No, stop it.
He really was a sweet guy, though.
He wasn't a bad guy. He wasn't a bad guy.
He treated me well. It was mostly that I wasn't the problem, but my views on him were the problem.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes. I felt like you kind of like. You felt like he had potential.
Yep.
And you were hoping that he would grow into the potential, because I remember for some reason during karaoke, you were like, oh, I want to talk to this guy and this guy. And we were like, aren't you still dating him? And you're like, yeah, but not for much longer.
We're going to get into the, yeah, we're going to get into this. We can talk about this in depth. He really was a sweet guy. I should have ended that relationship 4 months before I did.
Okay.
So like I said, we were long distance. So he would drive up and stay in my apartment like once a month,
mm-hmm.
On a weekend. And like, I loved being with him. I thought that like he was going to do this and like we were going to grow together and he was going to get his life in order. And like Sabrina said, I thought he had potential.
Mm-hmm. Which nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Girls don't look for a project. Look for a complete somebody. If someone needs to work on themselves as much as my ex did, leave it to somebody else.
Well, that's how that works, though.
Yeah.
Anytime you do spend time like changing someone or molding someone, it's never for you. It's for the next girl he's going to date.
And truthfully, I think who he's with right now.
Girl.
We have so much to unpack here. So the first time Sabrina and I hung out, we went on a double date because I was like, oh, my boyfriend's coming up. Let's go on a double date with you and your husband, because my thinking was, oh, we're going to move in together. He's going to need friends up here. So
oh, you're
Harrison,
cute.
I know the amount of times Sabrina will say, oh, Rachel,
mm-hmm.
What was that noise?
I don't know. It just came out. I'm sorry.
So I warned this guy, like how we started, because like I did ghost you. It is famously known that I ghosted Sabrina before we actually became friends.
You're more upset about it than I am. That's the funny part.
I am upset about it because you and I have become such good friends that it could have happened earlier.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Could have. But it happened naturally. We were meant to be, because guess what? We ended up meeting anyways.
We did.
See? Meant to be.
We were inevitable. We're inevitable.
Not star-crossed. What's the word I'm looking for?
Written in the stars?
Written in the stars.
Hey, yo.
That's the opposite of star-crossed.
That's some Romeo and Juliet bullshit. I don't want to die.
No, I don't
want to
die
either. I'm not going
to
stab myself in the gut for you.
I have things to do. Can't die right now.
I have things to do.
I have things to do. Too busy. Can't pencil that in.
So I like prepped him and I like let him know, like he's like, oh, who are we meeting? And I told him the story. And this motherfucker at dinner brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
And can you talk about from your perspective how that date went?
Oh my goodness. It was awkward. It was very awkward because he brought it up and it was just so out of the blue. Rachel looked mortified. Like, she's like, oh, my God, why did you say that?
Yeah.
He looked so satisfied after he said it. I just want to say that. Like, being across, because you sat next to him.
Yep.
I sat next to Harrison. We didn't. So we were sitting across from you guys.
Yep.
He looked so satisfied when he said it because he was just like, mic drop, boom. Let's see what happens. Like, what was he expecting? Like, we're going to get into a fist fight or something. I was
really
like,
I don't know.
Me either. And you even looked at him and you're like, why did you say that? And you were so embarrassed.
I was. And the reason we call him the pot stirrer is because he literally put his hands like he was mixing a pot as he said it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Like a fucking meme, an air meme.
Yeah. And then I still stayed with him for a year and 3 months later.
Yes, but that wasn't what got it. On that particular date, that wasn't what did it for me. And I'm going to tell you what did it for me.
What did it for you?
At the end of the date, he asked you to split the check. Rachel, after that date ended and he said, babe, you want to split the check? I looked at Harrison and I wanted to scream. So I waited until I got into the car. Yeah. And I looked at Harrison and I said, if you ever ask me to split the check with you, this will never work out. I will never split the check with you.
Yeah, and you guys were just engaged.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay. Like, he knew that already, but I was so angry on your behalf. Here's my take on that. You can each pay. Like, you pay for this dinner. He pays for the next dinner.
Yeah.
You will never go halvesies. You can go halvesies in the amount of times, but while you are on a date with someone, especially a double date, you do not say, this couple's gonna pay together, but us being a couple, we're gonna split the check. Because it looks like you're not a couple. I hate it. I hate it, Rachel. I know you might feel differently. I can't stand it.
No, I was justifying it because...
You're like, oh, yeah. And you played it off really well, but I was so angry for you.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, hell no.
Yep.
That's, like, of all the things he did, that's what bothered me the most.
I truly don't know why I stayed so long.
Oh, Rachel, come on. You don't... This is my perspective on your dating life. It's different when you're the one dating him.
Yeah.
So when, you know, I've had plenty of, I've had plenty of boyfriends, and there's a few of the same thing where I'm just like, why? Why was I with, I had a guy who hit me and I went back with him. Yeah, I know. That was the first boyfriend. Yeah. So like, I understand, Rachel, and yours was just splitting the check. So just.
No, it was, it was a lot. I was trying to force a square peg into a round hole.
Mm-hmm.
I really was. I was trying to force something in my life because I thought I was supposed to be somewhere in my life and I wasn't.
Yeah.
I thought I was supposed to have the relationship, move in with the boyfriend, get engaged. I thought that was the plan. Then to learn that's not linear. That's not.
No.
Because of my parents, my birth father, and because I have two dads, I have my stepdad and my dad, both men raised me. Let's make that very clear. But because of my mother and my dad's relationship, I knew what I wanted my relationship not to be.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the relationship with the pot stirrer, I was seeing a lot of similarities and I was like, fuck, I can't do this. This cannot be the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about moving in together.
I know.
And him moving to where I live and us getting a place together. And it started as this idea that like, oh, I'm not happy. Oh, maybe. And I kept pushing it off. I'm like, okay, maybe if this happens. And I kept pushing it off. Until it finally broke,
mm-hmm.
where I was in New York with my friend Natalie. We were doing our yearly, we go see Broadway shows together, get dressed up, stay in the city, or we haven't been staying in the city recently just because it got very expensive. And we were at this bar across from the Winter Garden Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And, she asked me how it was going. She saw my face when I replied and she was like, tell me the fucking truth. And then it started cracking.
Yeah.
And I started truthfully looking at my relationship like, I don't want this to be my life. This is not the person for me. And he is truly such a sweetheart. I do take love and good memories from that relationship.
Sure.
But it was not the relationship for me.
I think he was more like high school boyfriend rather than lifetime partner.
Even though he was 27.
Yeah. Yeah. He was older than you too.
I just think it was a learning experience. It was a learning relationship for me. I learned that I deserve better. That what I want in a partner, what I'm looking for in a partner was made very clear to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we broke up, a couple days before my 26th birthday, 27th birthday. I'm 28 now, 27, 26. My 26th birthday. We broke up. I went to New York and then immediately to Block Island with two of my friends who are a lesbian couple, Kat and Kat. Kat and Catherine. I love that. No, I love them so much. We went to Block Island because Kat is a Catherine is a pianist and will do like bar shows and piano bar like gigs. And one of her friends did a gig on Block Island. So she's like, do you want to come with us? And I was like, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And this was after the weekend with Natalie where we eventually like I got drunk and I was just like pouring my heart out to her. I'm like, this is where I am, like I don't feel like this, like I don't feel like myself, and like I poured my heart out. And then The bartender has flagged us a cab, put us in the cab, and then I call my mom drunk off my ass, crying my eyes out to be like, I have to break up with him.
Rachel. It's so crazy because, like, you're so emotional, but it wasn't that bad. It wasn't like he was that bad of a guy.
No, I know, but, like, the thought of breaking up scared me so much.
Now, my question is, were you scared because you didn't want to hurt him?
Of course.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hurt him. He was so kind to me.
Yeah.
He's such a sweetheart. Like, he really was.
You don't want to. You don't like being mean.
I don't like
being
mean.
I know you don't like to be mean.
I do not like
being
mean.
I know you don't like to hurt people's feelings. You think about it all the time.
I do.
But back to when you were saying, like, you wanted him to move here and you guys were going to move together. I remember you telling me you gave him, like, a timeline, too. Like, by this date, you need to be able to, it was, like, have a job and, like, move here. And he didn't make the timeline, yeah. I remember. And then you were like, okay, what do you want to do? Before he didn't make the timeline, did you want him to fail?
Oof. What a question.
I know. I was thinking about it earlier today because, like, going back to the relationship, I remember how you felt when you were, you know, when you were dating him and you were kind of like, one of the questions you always asked me and a bunch of our friends was like, do you like him? That's what you would always say. Do you like him?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, why does it matter? Do you like him? And I feel
I would ask you guys if you liked my partner.
Yes. That's what you would ask us. And I felt like you were grasping for something, like some reason to stay with him, even though you didn't want to be with him anymore because you were so hyper-focused on staying with him and not hurting his feelings because you were trying to be selfless like you are. Mm-hmm. You didn't want to, like, you're like, oh, it's not about me. It's about his feelings. But in reality, like, it's your feelings too.
Yeah.
So I kind of felt like you did want him to fail so it wouldn't be.
Truthfully, it made it easier.
See.
And I am very grateful I got out of that relationship because mm-hmm. I know he was not my person. I know I would not be the person I am today if I stayed with him. So giving that deadline gave me an out. And that might make me a terrible person.
No, it doesn't.
So, but eventually, I don't know if I've ever told you this. Before I blew up on TikTok, mm-hmm. we would send each other TikToks. So he followed me.
Okay.
And then I blew up on TikTok about dating.
Oh.
And he saw a video where, like, I mentioned him.
Ooh.
And he, like, reached out to me. I was on a date. And, like, he reached out to me like that. I hurt his feelings.
Oh, I didn't know this. Yeah. I didn't know any of this.
I made a video. I don't even remember what I said, but I know that I said something that hurt his feelings. And he was like, well, you shouldn't be talking about people in your real life, like something like that. And I got on the phone with him and I, like, cried. I was like, I was upset that I hurt
him. Oh, Rachel.
I know. So now he's blocked on everything, to be honest.
Yeah.
For
him, not for you.
No, after, so the reason he's blocked is because Rachel did some scrolling on Facebook once upon a time and saw him post a picture with a new girl.
Oh, the new girlfriend. That's right. Oh, my goodness.
I did a double take. I was like, is this me? So then I screenshotted it and sent it to my friends. And I was like, well, at least he had a type.
Homegirl looked very similar to you.
Very similar.
It was so eerie. I was like, wait, what? Like, that's funny.
Well, listen, at least I taught him a lot in bed because I taught him a lot.
Was he your first? No, that's right. No, he's not. We talked about this in another episode.
Yep.
Just kidding.
Yep.
But he was your first love.
That's
tough question.
I thought that's what love was and what I wanted, and it just. No, my first love is truthfully my most recent ex.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And after that, seeing the pot stir with his new girlfriend, I was like, this isn't healthy. And his, again, his mom followed me on Instagram.
Oh, he followed you and the moms.
Moms like me. I'm a joy. Especially.
What's that like?
Do we have to cut that?
No, it's fine.
Great. Because it's fucking hilarious. I mean, I think she liked me. But, like, she would, like, look at my Insta stories. And he would look at my Insta stories. And so, like, I blocked him on Facebook and I blocked him on Instagram. This was, like, probably, like, 8 or 9 months after.
No, it's for the best.
Up.
It's for the best. Oh, 1,000%. I'm a fan of blocking exes.
Yeah. So, it was a learning curve. And it's so crazy because he would give me the ick on things before I knew that that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's talk about what gives you the ick with men.
Obviously, number one ick, splitting the bill. No.
At least for like, I justified it because I was like, he was living at home. He had a part-time job. He was driving up to see me. I know you're making a puking face. I know. I can justify anything in my brain and
yes,
I need
can.
To stop doing that mm-hmm. because I deserve better. And truthfully, I know that my most recent ex had issues, but he did treat me better.
Fair. So we're getting there.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. You got to kiss some frogs to mm-hmm. find your prince. Another ick. Mama's boys.
Truthfully.
I just, if you are too close with your mom,
yeah.
you can't, not that it's a competition, but you can't compete.
It's a little bit of a competition.
It. Not from my not from our perspective as the girlfriend or the
oh,
wife.
Oh, of course.
But as like as the person dating, boy moms just have this obsession with their sons.
Truthfully.
And it's like it doesn't matter who you date, you will never be like perfect for them in their yeah. eyes. So to me, if you're that close to your mom, isn't it?
I still think it is kind of sexy if a man has a good relationship with his mother.
That's different.
Yes.
That is different.
Not kind of like, can I say incestuous?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Where it's like, they're too close.
Mm-hmm.
They're too close. Like if you're going grocery shopping with your mom every week. Ooh, I shouldn't say it. Whatever. If you're going grocery shopping with your mom every weekend and you have a girlfriend, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
If you have more plans with your mother than you do with your friends, what is happening?
Also weird.
Yeah.
What are some of your icks?
Truthfully, bad teeth.
Interesting.
Like bad hygiene.
Okay, bad hygiene for
but
sure.
Like, teeth is like the first thing that I notice.
Because they smile.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if they don't take care of their mouth and you're kissing that mouth.
I know. Bleh, bleh.
No, thanks. Well, see, he clearly doesn't brush his teeth.
So that's why I can't, ew, ich, literally, ich.
Another
one of my icks are, like, if a man talks to me, if, like, we are on a date and he's talking to me about, like, a previous relationship and we're only, like, a couple dates in, I'm like.
Hate that.
I don't want to fucking know.
Hate that.
Also, oh my God, like, if he goes to a date and he doesn't dress well, if he looks too casual, I'm like, did you not want to make a good impression?
Yeah.
Like, if you can tell his golf polo is one of his nice shirts and he thinks that's nice, ugh.
Interesting.
I love a man who can dress well.
No, me too.
And, like, Uber's open to, like, dressing well.
Yeah.
And, like, because I love a little Ken doll moment.
Oh, absolutely. I love to dress up men, too. It's fun.
Like, I love a good smelling man. Like, if I find a cologne that I like, and I'm like, take this, please.
So that's your green flag, then?
Is a man who dresses well?
Yes.
Oh, God,
yeah. And smells well.
And if he makes a plan.
Ooh, a man with a plan. I love that. That is a super green flag.
I am such an independent person. If somebody just takes off my plate a thought, a plan, like, truthfully, Sabrina has planned our last two episodes, like written outlines and stuff, so we know what to go off of. And I was just like, I'm so sorry that I'm not able to do this with you right now. Just if you can take care of it, please and thank you. Mm-hmm. And she did. And I love you for that.
Thank you. I try. I love you too.
Because if I can just like take one thing off of my brain.
Yeah.
If a man tells me, hey, I want to go on a date with you. This is where I would like to take you after getting to know me for a couple times. What day is good for you?
Especially
if he makes a reservation.
Oh, nothing sexier than a reservation.
Nothing is sexier than a reservation.
Wow.
If he says,
that is the bar.
If he says that he'll make the reservation.
Oh, definitely.
Not that we should make a reservation, but that he'll make a reservation.
Or that he already did.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I know. Literally. Yes. Literally. A man asking me another green flag is, what do you need?
Ooh.
Not what do you want?
What do you need?
What do you need?
Or how can I help?
Yes.
Oh. Anytime my husband comes in the kitchen and I'm cooking and I have like a billion things on the counter and he's like, what can I do to help you? I'm like,
This is why Harrison is a good one. I truthfully, this is gonna sound so fucked. But in Frozen 2, stay with me. When Anna is like trying to save Elsa or something, and Kristoff is on Sven on the reindeer, and he picks Anna up and he looks her in the eye and says, what do you need? Not how can I help? What do you need?
Ooh, sexy Disney character.
Literally. That did something to me. I was just like, if a man asked me, what do I need? Not what do I want?
You. I need you.
Please and thank
Fictional
you.
Fictional character that is also a cartoon.
Listen.
Cartoon boyfriend.
I didn't say it was a good.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
But just like, because I pay my bills, I meal prep, I take care of myself, I go to the gym, I do my chores. Does my apartment look like a wreck right now? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But it's because I've spent very little time at home.
Yeah.
And we can say bad things about my most recent ex, but the man did my dishes. And I hold on to that because that for me is my least favorite chore.
I hate dishes too.
I hate fucking dishes.
I hate dishes and taking out the trash.
I don't mind taking out the trash. No. I love cooking. I hate dishes.
No.
I hate it. What are some more of your green flags?
I like the way a man, like how they handle a stressful situation.
Ooh.
Yes. I have been in a couple relationships where something, there was one time, this is a boyfriend from far, far away. long, long ago.
Long, long ago in a universe not too far from here.
We were like driving in a pickup truck. All of us were in the back of this pickup truck. Mm-hmm. And we were going like to some like woods party. This is Florida. You know, set the scene. And sure. The pickup truck, one of the tires gets stuck in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
And the truck is stuck. Mm-hmm. So there's like three guys and then us three girls in the back. We all start panicking, but not this guy. This guy was like, okay, he took charge and he was like, let's do this. Let's put a piece of wood underneath it. Let's rock it back and forth.
Love that.
And just like, he was pushing the truck and did not break a sweat, not because of like the strength, but just like he held it together. Mm-hmm. It was very like hero-esque situation. I know. Whereas the other men were like, oh, this sucks. I don't know what to do. My life's over. I can't go to this high school party. And not this guy. I was like, wow.
I do know about me. I am not the best in stressful situations.
You're not the man. Well, okay. Let me take that back. Well, one, you are not the man. You are not a man.
True.
But that's my personal green flag. I'm not looking for that in you.
No, I know. It's just like I know that I either get angry or shut down or just shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is. I know that about myself. Like if I get overstressed, sometimes I will cry. Like,
well, that's why you have me. I'm very good in a crisis.
I know.
My boss has told me that many times.
Love that for you.
Weird thing to say to somebody who's always in a crisis, but.
Just constant crisis.
Yeah. She's like, hey, so I know it's 4:30 on a Friday and you were supposed to leave 10 minutes ago, but I have this thing that I need you to do like now. Yeah. Like, okay, I'll make it happen.
I also know that this is just such like a well-known like red flag. Red flag icks. I think they're like I think icks are like small personality things, but red flags are like deep personality things.
Oh, I agree.
You know what
that.
I mean? Like that. So one of my exes, like, or red flags. I'm getting confused. Fuck it. Just what I don't like about men. there's a list. Is if they're like a lot of people say that, but if they're rude to waiters.
Shit, that was mine. I was gonna take that one. Yeah. I thought about that one all day.
You can also have that one.
Put my name on that list.
You're allowed to also think that.
Thank you. No, I was thinking about it all day. I was like, what is one of my icks? And I was like, yes, rude to wait staff.
Because it is, they are just doing their job. Unless they are an absolute dick to you, which they're normally not.
Because yeah.
They survive off tips.
Yes.
Like, there is no reason to be rude to waitstaff.
Nope.
Like, they could mess up your meal, but you could politely say, hey, this isn't right. And 9 times out of 10, they'll be like, let me fix it. There is no reason to get upset ever at that, unless there's like extenuating circumstances.
Also, they're not the cook. So, not their fault most of the time.
Like,
that's the fun thing.
Like, there's no reason to get mean to bartenders. Nope. Like, nope. I am overly polite to wait staff.
Oh,
like,
me too.
I'm just like, thank you so much. Like, thank you so much. Like, this is, you're doing great. Like, stuff like that.
Rachel, we were so polite to our wait staff that we asked her to be our friend. Do you remember that?
God, yeah.
Yeah. We were like, we really like you. Do you want to be friends with us? She did not want to be friends with us. That's how friendly we are to waitstaff.
It's true.
Have you worked in a service job before? Were you ever a waitress?
I wasn't a waitress. I did a, why is my watch going off? Bedtime reminder? No. When I interned in Nashville, mm-hmm. I was working at a studio for about 2 months. And Nashville is a very expensive city.
Yes, it is.
And I didn't want to live on my mom's dime. I also couldn't live on my mom's dime.
Yeah.
She would pay my rent.
That's nice.
But I, like, my food, my transportation, like, anything extra had to be me.
Which is expensive.
Yes. Especially when you are a 20-year-old in Nashville with a fake ID.
You had a fake ID in Nashville? Rachel!
We can talk about that a whole other time.
Oh, my goodness.
I got stories. But I've always looked older, so I was able to get away with it for the most part.
Oh.
So I worked at this brunch place called Another Broken Egg.
Oh, they have those in Florida.
Yeah. So I worked there as a hostess, mm-hmm. And dealt with all of the bachelorette and the bachelor boys that came in. Made a lot of friends that summer.
Mm. Wink wink.
And it was really fun. And obviously, like, we dealt with like really rude people and stuff like that.
Of course.
But it's just like working with those waiters was so fun. Like, for me, I had a great time.
Yeah.
And also the cooks, like, there is something about being a girl in a restaurant. Like, those cooks will hype you the fuck up.
100%.
Like, they are your biggest hype men.
100%.
Yeah.
I worked for Cracker Barrel.
No way.
Yeah, I did. I worked for the one on the Daytona 500. Yeah.
I've been to a Cracker Barrel once because my mother, we were driving. We were doing like my college road trip to be like, we're seeing a bunch of colleges over the Christmas break. And my mom's like, I've always seen signs for Cracker Barrel. Let's finally go. Mm-hmm. We went, hated it.
No, yeah, Rachel.
Never did it again. The food was so bad.
You're in the wrong Cracker Barrel.
Probably.
I stand by Cracker Barrel 100%. I've seen how the food is made. I am 100% a fan. Cracker Barrel, please sponsor us.
I promise if you sponsor us, I'll go again and try it again.
I still eat there. Yeah. No, I love that place. Anytime like I drive, because they're always on the exits. Yeah, they're always on the exits. And they just, the customer service is great every time. But I also was
a bunch of sweet old lady grandmas.
It is. We get our cute little aprons with the stars on them. The stars are not how good you are, by the way. That's one of the questions I always get.
How many years you've been there?
Correct. Yep. That is how many. That's how the stars work. There's like a 5-year tier or whatever. So every year you get a new apron mm-hmm. with your star put on it. It's pretty cool. But like, I've seen how they cooked all the food. Like, everything is like, I think they did like orange juice or something in the hash brown casseroles. It was such a weird thing, mm-hmm. but it worked. It was just so interesting. Everything was made from scratch. Like, it just it, yes, just yeah. yes. Everything about Cracker Barrel, yes. They have changed their menu since mm-hmm. I've worked there because I think they've, like, people's dietary restrictions have come up. Because remember, it's supposed to be Southern food.
Correct. And I, after, truthfully, I went to school in the South. So I...
Did you?
North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's the South, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it is. You're right. You're right. It is. You're right. You're absolutely right.
I will fight you.
No, you're right. It's, I just, like, it's funny because, like, Florida is, like, the South, but, like, only certain parts I would consider the South, if that makes sense. Like, Daytona, the South.
I have never considered Florida the South.
Isn't that weird?
I think it's its own entity.
Right. It is, though. It is. It's a peninsula.
I think it is also, like, should be studied by scientists.
I'm okay with that.
And behavioral analysis.
Well, you know what? Florida people just do it differently.
Apparently.
Also, that's where all the serial killers go.
I know.
Have you ever looked that up?
Yes.
Listen, no one is from Florida either. That's the other thing. Like, except for Mary. Mary's the only person that I know that is actually from Florida. But everyone else was born in another state. Like, I was born in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't born in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a New York accent? No, I do not. Mm-hmm. Not at all. But I didn't grow up in New York very long at all. So that's why I don't.
Yeah.
But, and I would say, like, if people ask me, like, where am I from? I say Florida. I don't say New York. Because people from New York would be like, no, no, she's not one of us.
I just thought of this red flag. As if a man can't hold down a job.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's a red flag for both women and men, though.
That's also fair. That is fair.
Yeah, that's for both.
Like, if you cannot
genders.
Hold down a job,
mm-mm,
like, you don't have
good.
To love your job.
No,
but
no,
like,
no, no.
Like, you should be able to support yourself and figure out how to do that. While I do love my father, that is one of the things he struggled with.
Mm.
So, again, trauma.
Trauma. Well, Rachel, what about some red flags for ladies, since we are, you know, brought that up? We gotta be fair.
We do have to be fair. I truly think it's a red flag for women if they don't have female friends.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I'm gonna add to that.
Please do.
It's a red flag for me when they don't have female friends and they also say, I don't like drama.
Oh my God.
If I had a nickel, maybe a penny, for any woman who said that they don't like drama, they're the ones who start the drama every single time.
Yeah.
Every single time. Because guess what? I love the drama. Rachel, I want to hear all about the drama.
No, you do.
100%. I want you to tell me your story.
Yep.
I want to hear everybody else's story. I want to collect all of your stories. Do I want it to be about me? No, not mm-hmm. at all. I just want to hear about you. I live for that shit. I used to have a coworker. Every Monday morning, she would come in and she was like, Sabrina, I have a story to tell you. And I'm like, clear my schedule. Let's talk about it.
And truthfully, Sabrina will. What I love about Sabrina is, like, you can tell her anything and she won't tell it to other people.
No.
Like, you are the secret keeper.
Yes, I'm like Gretchen Peters.
I will tell those people. Like, if people need to know, I'm like, because somebody will say to me, don't tell anybody. I'll run to Doug or you and be like, Sabrina, guess what happened?
I gotta tell you. Well, my husband's also a vault too, so I will tell the husband. Some things, not everything.
I will tell Harrison things too.
Yes.
Harrison knows too much about me. I think we're getting really close and I think he likes me.
He definitely likes
me. I know. I truthfully, in high school, I used to be that girl. Because I did start the drama because I had
Rachel.
So many. No, I know. I had so many things wrong with me mentally.
I like how honest you are, though, about it instead of denying it.
Well,
I appreciate that.
I literally, in high school, I immersed myself in my boyfriend's friend group, and that was it. And then I had like a couple girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, my best friend, Katie. And that was just the two of us, truthfully.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until I went to college when I had a group of girlfriends. But I'm like, if you are 25 and you don't have a group of girlfriends, like at least two. Like,
okay.
you don't have to have many friends, but if you we'll cut it. You good?
I choked on some water.
How dare you choke?
Yeah, see, water sucks. Hot.
Thanks. Like, you don't have to have many girlfriends, but if you have like a couple, I think that's really telling.
I think so.
And of course, we say all of this. These are our opinions.
Of course.
Like, y'all...
Don't come for us,
Don't come for us, please.
But if you have stories, please tell us, because I want to know.
Please tell us stories. Please send us stories at plussizelivingwithrachel@gmail.com. Please, please, please.
And if you don't want us to share, we don't have to. I just want to collect your secrets.
We will change the names. But for also a green flag for women for me is just if someone's just really kind.
I like that.
And it's just, I've seen relationships with a really kind girl and just a dick of a boyfriend. I'm like, girlfriend, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are your green flags for women?
Green flags for women. Someone who's down to do whatever. Not like in a bad way, but just like she will make time for me.
Yeah.
Even if like, because I know like we always talk about schedules and stuff. Like it's one of those things where it's like, yes, like with you, Rachel, my green flag.
Oh.
When you're like, I am not free on this day, but I am free on this day.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. I'm like, love, yeah, an option.
Because it's not that she is saying, no, I can't, or no, I don't want to see you. It's, yeah, I can't today, but I do want to, and this is when I can. That is a big flag, a, yeah, red flag, or green flag for me. Same with just schedules. I like somebody who schedules stuff. That's such,
and
a
truthfully,
green flag.
I never leave you without knowing when I'm going to see you again.
No, you're always like, well, I'm gone for this entire month, but I'll be back here.
I let you know.
No, I like that. Communication.
Communication. Women want communication. Men just communicate.
Yes.
And women.
Women
communicate.
Too. Women too.
We have a few friends who we love to bits. But they are terrible texters,
mm-hmm,
and we know this about them. And
yes,
like, I never get upset about it because they have communicated to me, hey, I'm a terrible texter. It's not that I don't love you. One of them will send me Snapchats, like 3-minute long Snapchats,
yes,
updating me on their life.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it.
Yep.
I'm like, they thought of me. They wanted to share this. Absolutely.
Yep.
Another one will send me Instagram reels because they don't do TikTok. And I love that because they thought of me and like, I think Rachel would like this. I'm going to send this to,
yeah,
her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love that about them.
Me too.
Again, communicate. Like the only person I text three people every day. One of them is my mother. One of them is Sabrina. And one of them is Doug. And that's it. Like, I don't expect constant communication from all of my girlfriends.
No.
Just, like, shoot me a text every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, Katie and I, who I consider one of my best friends, she and I have been friends since sophomore year of high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, sophomore year. I don't talk to that bitch until, like, 4 months passed.
I love that. No, and it's like, but when you see them, though, it's like no time has passed.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. I know that, and I don't get offended about that. Mm-mm. I know if anything big happens, she'll text me.
Oh, absolutely.
We
have busy lives.
We do have busy lives. And, like, she lives in D.C. She's with her partner. I know that, like, if I need to vent to her about some family shit because she knows all the lore, I'm like, listen, I need to talk to you about this, and I need to talk about it now. Like she's the one I go to about like my family stuff.
Yeah.
Doug is the one I go to about career things and life things. And you're the person I go to for everyday things, to be honest.
Teehee.
Like it's just friendships have different compartments and fill different holes in your life. And I think that's what we're going to learn on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Any more icks or green flags or red flags you want to talk about?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Did I say a girl green flag?
Yeah, make and plan.
Oh, thank God. Okay, good. Because I was like, shit, I gotta be fair.
Should we do more about women? Should we?
Yeah, let's end on a good note.
Ladies,
what do we love about you?
I just love like the book talk community so much.
Oh,
it's like too. We all know why we're reading these books and we all just own it with our whole chest. And I love it, love it, love it.
I do. I like that now it's become much bigger. Then I mean, like, obviously I read my whole life,
yeah,
but like now it's become more like socialized and it's
socially acceptable.
Yes.
Cause like Sabrina and I am a e-reader girly. Like I have the Kindle app on my phone, on my iPad. I am never without a book. Sabrina has her, we're on her couch right now. I got four books in front of me from her.
Yeah.
And like her Kindle is next to her bed.
Yeah.
Like we have to do an episode about books. like
I'm always down for a book episode. We always have some kind of book reference.
We always do here. Because that is so much of our personality.
It is. I like a good book.
I know. You and I read very different things, but I can still talk to you about
That's okay. Listen, if Kindle also wants to sponsor us, please.
Oh my God, Kindle Unlimited, please.
Yes, please sponsor us. Barnes & Noble, please sponsor us. Sarah J. Maas, please sponsor us.
Any author who wants to send Sabrina and I an early reader's copy, advanced reader's copy, and to promote your book, we will do it.
Yes, we will.
We are not book talkers, but listen, it is. We will send you our Goodreads, and you can look at it.
Yeah,
because we are book girlies.
I love books.
So much so I've tattooed them on my body.
That is true. I have not, but I'm there for Rachel.
Ayo. Because Rachel's body wasn't hers for about a good 21 years.
That's sad. That's not a high note anymore.
No, I know. Chronically ill. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, y'all. Rachel. We were doing so good.
We were. Oh, my God. Damn, girl.
No, I love my tattoos.
Okay, good.
My illness made me who I am. We're good.
Just a quick spiral. Just a quick spiral. No big deal.
I think we have to end it here because if not, it is 10:30 at night. Rachel is tired.
Yes.
But... again, reminders for everybody. We are going to be posting every other week.
Woo-woo.
So subscribe, like, share the podcast. Send us comments on our Instagrams. I'll be tagging Sabrina's Instagram in the descriptions. Send us emails at Plus Size Living with Rachel and get Sabrina to be able to quit her job.
Yes, please.
Give us sponsors, please. Yes.
Please give us sponsors.
Please.
Tell us your stories. Tell us your secrets.
Tell us your secrets.
Tell us your secrets.
All right. Love each and every one of you.
Bye.
Bye.